Very good afternoon, everyone. Time for another Taco Tuesday on Q92, where we get together with registered dietitian nutritionist Amber Boyens from Madison Healthcare Services and Immunutrition right here in Madison, Minnesota. How are you doing, Amber?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Well, not too bad. It's been a nice day out there today. A little cloudy, but
yeah, I don't mind it.
But it's not snowing, so
that's
it's
right.
A good day.
That's right.
Give it time.
Hopefully we've got a few weeks yet.
Yeah, not long till Christmas now. I was just thinking about the
kinda
other day.
Kind of feels that way.
Yeah, back to school.
Yeah.
You've been through that.
Back to school, first day today for the elementary kids here.
Kids back to school, no trouble at all, right?
That's right.
All right, good. Well, good luck to all the kids in school.
Yes.
And all the teachers.
Yes, maybe more so, and all the parents, yeah.
Too. Well, today we're going to talk about snacks.
That's right.
What about them?
Well, I thought, you know, this is kind of a good year to talk about it. I know a lot of classrooms are asked to bring in snacks. The classrooms that are not asked to bring snacks. Families are sending snacks for their kids. Kids get home from school and we've got a few hours maybe before that evening meal is ready, or we're sending kids off to high school and then they have sports practice right afterward and we're not going to see them again until 5 or 6 in the evening, so or later. So I thought we could talk a little bit about snacks and kind of the role they play for any of us, but especially when we're talking about kids. And when we're talking about kids, those snacks aren't just extras. They're not just kind of additional pieces necessarily because we want them. They really can help fill nutritional gaps in between meals and make sure that kids are adequately nourished and getting what they need, because kids have smaller stomachs, they have growing bodies, their brains are still developing. We've got these long school days that require a lot of attention and sitting and emotional regulation, and then sometimes sports practice or something like that on top of all of it. So when we think of snacks as opportunities to provide that extra nourishment to support all of those things, it can kind of shift our perspective a little bit on what snacks we're choosing and kind of what role they play. Now, as we roll into this, I do think it's important to say there's no such thing as a bad food, right?
We've heard whatever that before.
Whatever snack you provide is not bad. So this is not about judgment. It's not about saying what you're doing isn't good enough. It's about saying if we have the means and the opportunity to provide best options or better options, then that's a good thing. Now, also important for us to consider, there's a lot of other things that go into it, right? Like budget and time and resources and all of that kind of stuff. And most importantly, what your kids are going to eat. So it doesn't do any good to pack carrots and hummus if your kids aren't going to eat carrots and hummus because now they've had nothing. So my goal isn't for you to be just sending fruits and vegetables that they don't like and exposing them to new things that they won't eat, but rather to look at maybe what we can send that they do like and that can support them. So we know that overall diet is associated with attention, with cognitive function, with executive function and decision-making, with academic performance. It is associated with brain development, and a large review that looked at 39 studies found that 35 of them that looked at school nutrition related factors showed better academic outcomes with healthier dietary patterns. So in an era where we just have so many options at our fingertips all the time, what do we go to? Now, remembering, again, no judgment, these studies are associations. They're not, you know, providing fruit snacks for your kid one day for snack is not going to cause them to fail out of school and, you know, struggle. It's just looking at the big picture of what we're sending, what our trends look like, what a typical day looks like, and how we can make sure kids are adequately fueled and in the best position possible to learn. Emotional regulation factors into that too. I think most of us have experienced feeling hungry and how that can make us more irritable, maybe more difficulty concentrating. It might make us feel more tired. It's also shown to impact our frustration tolerance, especially in kids. So we're a little less tolerant. But this, you know, sleep, stress, environment, relationships, all of those things factor in too. So sometimes if we have kids who have that little bit of a meltdown at 4 o'clock after school, sometimes it's emotional. Sometimes they're just hungry, tired, done engaging with people for the day. So if it is hunger, if we are looking at hunger and how we can fuel kids, you know, the pieces of the puzzle are not really any different than what we're looking at when we're talking about building healthy meals. We still have carbs that provide energy. We have protein and fat that provide that lasting power, help us feel full longer. We have fiber, which helps keep everything moving through our system, helps feed our good, healthy gut bacteria. But it's not about getting fancy with these things. It can simply be things like fruit and peanut butter, and apple and peanut butter, banana and peanut butter, crackers and cheese, fruit and yogurt, berries and cottage cheese. I have one kid that loves cottage cheese, one kid that won't touch cottage cheese. So again, what they like is important. It can be peanut butter toast, a peanut butter sandwich, pretzels and cheese, hummus and crackers, applesauce and a cheese stick. It doesn't have to be things you make. It can be things you grab. But in order for us to make those choices, we want the nourishing option to be the easy option. So have that washed fruit, have the cut up vegetables if your kids like those kinds of things, have things ready to go so that it's easy to grab and easy to eat those more nourishing choices. So when we're thinking about that after school snack, you know, really how big the snack is kind of depends on what time it is. If we have dinner coming up in an hour, I think a smaller snack, you know, a cheese stick and a little bit of fruit or an applesauce and a cheese stick or something like that is a great option. If dinner is a little bit further away, now maybe we are looking at kind of a mini meal. If we're not going to be eating a meal for 3 hours, then maybe we have a small quesadilla or a sandwich and some fruit or yogurt with granola and berries or something like that. But just thinking about how can I get a little bit of protein in here, a little bit of fiber, a little bit of nutrition, and maybe it looks like a cheese stick and a fruit snack if that's something that they enjoy, and that's perfectly fine. When we send snacks to school, oftentimes we don't have that refrigeration piece of it. We want to think about what they can do in their 10-minute snack period, including getting their snack and putting everything away. So those applesauce pouches, dried fruit, crackers, pretzels, cheese sticks. A cheese stick, depending on what time their snack is, if it's only an hour away, is probably okay, especially if we can put it in a lunchbox or something. When we talk about granola bars, one of the things that sometimes we bring up concerns about is the amount of sugar that's in them. But again, like I talked about, the best snack is when your kid's going to eat. So if it has a little bit of sugar, but it also has fiber or protein, maybe not a bad option. So as you're kind of thinking about these things, thinking about what age your kids are, thinking about, you know, if you need to fuel them for sports, if you need to fuel them to get until evening meal, if we're sending a snack, kind of thinking about who we're feeding and what they need, I think it's important for us to shift our mindset around snacks to fueling. Because sometimes with adults, we think, well, 100-calorie snack pack, or I need to limit the amount of calories that are in it. And it's, when we're talking about kids, it's not about focusing on the calories. It's about focusing on the nutrition. Are we keeping them full? Are we fueling them for a day of learning? What are we providing that's going to help them sit and focus and emotionally regulate and feel satisfied and enjoy it? What skills are we teaching? All of those are important. And especially when we're dealing with those teenagers, they're probably not too far away from needing to make some of their own food decisions, buying some of their own food. So teaching them those skills for nourishing, for movement, for listening to their body, for getting all the nutrients that they need, the fiber that they need, the protein that they need. Not making it good versus bad, just teaching them to fuel and pay attention to how things make their body feel.
Because you know they're going to buy those snacks whether you like it or not.
Right.
So you want them to make wise choices.
That's right. Yeah. And it's, we don't want guilt or shame to be associated with food. We don't want to tell kids to eat more if they're not hungry or to stop eating if they're not satisfied. We just want to teach them to listen to their bodies. Some foods are nourishing our bodies, and some foods we just eat because we enjoy them or they make us happy or they remind us of something fun.
I was Googling here.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I came across this one site here. It's called Healthy Easy Snacks to Make for Kids. It's got choices like chickpea salad with Greek yogurt.
My kids wouldn't touch it. Archer might.
Cheesy crisp with creamy avocado dip. Tropical oatmeal parfait. Italian panini bites. This is pretty stuffed brie cheese pizza. I mean, this isn't stuff you could probably really whip up in a hurry.
It's not. And yeah. Those things are wonderful. If your kids are adventurous eaters and you have the time and the energy and you want to try some new things, I love it. That's wonderful. But it is also perfectly fine to do crackers and cheese,
all right,
apples and peanut butter. Keep it simple. Don't add unnecessary stress.
This one sounds good. Banana smoothie with vanilla yogurt and almonds.
There you go.
There you go.
Relatively easy to throw that together.
Creamy apple butter dip. I mean, there's some of the easy ones. Crispy crab rangoons with sweet chili sauce.
That is an option.
We'll pass on that.
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, if anybody has any more questions on healthy snacks, not necessarily the ones I just mentioned there, how can they find you?
You can find me online at imunutrition.com. That's imunutrition.com. On Facebook at imunutrition. Call up to the clinic here in Madison, 598-7551, or call over here to the radio station. You can always find me.
We'll find you. All right. And we'll see you again next week for another Taco Tuesday.
Sounds great. Thank you.